Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5. And joining us today, he is the Associate Vice President or Assistant Vice President, Member Investment Services here at GTE Financial. And his name is Michael Bruno. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Doing good, Jason. How are you this morning?
It is so good to have you on the show finally. Wow. Studio audience was peppering me with questions to ask you, stock tips and stuff like that. I said, hey, come on, let's let the guy get on the show and let's give the guy a break. Hey, tell us about you and your career with GTE Financial.
Sure. Well, I kind of have a unique entry point with GTE Financial. I started in October 2012. My first actual day on the job, I had to report to the Together We Can event.
I was there.
So it was a great day to start, but day two is kind of depressing because there's no band speakers anymore. But it really gave me some neat insight to the organization and some of the neat things that they do for the employees and the members. So that was pretty cool.
I've talked about that on this. I talked about it when it happened because I don't remember if that's – I think that was the first one we did with my – I think I was there with the two musicians. I think, was that the one or was that the one before that? I've been to three of them.
I think that was the one before that. There was a band, I believe, from Seattle that might have been there.
Maybe that's what it was. But, yes, I was thinking the same thing, that if this is somebody's first day, tomorrow's going to be a real downer. But it's interesting because those are always great, great events. I've been to three of them, and I've loved all of them. Listen, you know, I told you in the pre-show that sometimes investments, not just for everyday people, but for employees out in the community financial centers and in the on-screen and stuff like that, can be a little intimidating. But what do the GTE employees out in the field need to know about how to make good, effective referrals to your guys' department?
Sure. Well, I think what they need to know is they don't need to really know anything about investments. That's kind of our job. But if they just focus on the member, use what they were taught with 8 Inc., and really dig in and understand kind of the member's wants and needs, they'll identify certain triggers that would align with, hey, this person might want to talk to one of the financial advisors on the investment group. So if they really think about looking at, like, life events, I think something key to look at, changing of jobs, people retiring, people changing CD rates, you know, they're not happy with interest rates, they might want to sit down and talk to us about other options. So just dig in, try to understand the why behind why a member's doing something, and that'll give you better insight to, hey, are they a good fit for member investment services?
You know, that is such a great point, and one that I forgot to even mention when we were chatting in the pre-call. When I worked at the bank way back in the 1990s, you have to remember this was just before internet banking and all that stuff got really normal and kind of an everyday aspect of banking. But, I mean, I took probably 30 calls a day from customers, hey, what are your rates on CDs? And in those days, we were paying 5% on jumbo CDs, and there were still people, even in those days, that were not happy with that great rate. And I remember one of the investment people saying, well, if they don't like the rate, they can get better rates on our products, just have them come over. And so that's actually a great tip, and you're absolutely right. It's not just about – employees don't have to know anything about the specific products. And you said something I thought was very interesting, that when a member comes in and makes contact – with you guys, there's really not a whole lot of talking about products. So what can people expect, what can a member expect when they get to your office?
Sure. I think what the member can expect is we're a little bit different. You know, my team's paid by salary. Yeah, they make a little extra on commission. But our focus is always on our first appointment, all about the member. Usually the first appointment can take 45 minutes to an hour, but we never talk about a solution. It's all about getting to know the member, understanding what drives them, what motivates them, what concerns they have in their life. And based on all the things we learn, we'll have a better handle on knowing what the right solution to those needs are. And then we'll set up a second appointment usually to kind of sit down and go over their needs. So we're not really trying to push a product or anything. It's all about getting to know the member. And we have the luxury of not being pressured to sell a product or anything because we're fortunate enough to work for the credit union. We can really focus on the member.
Yeah, that's awesome. And there are a lot of life triggers. I just had a good friend out in New Mexico sadly, his father passed away on Monday, and that's one of those life events. You know, I hope I know it's going to happen someday, but I hope it doesn't happen anytime soon. But when my father passes away, we've had the talk about what to expect, and there's going to be some new things involved in my financial life that I had not ever really had to worry about before. And I got to tell you, Mike, it's one of those things that I will not try to figure out with a mobile app or a phone call. I'm going to want to sit down with somebody and talk about how do I protect this little inheritance or whatever it might be, insurance policy, how do I grow it? I'm 48 years old. And it sounds like if I was sitting in your office, you'd be talking to me about my dreams and my hopes for the future, not telling me, hey, you need this product, this product, and this product.
Exactly. I mean, it's a really good point. You know, a life event like that it can be a really negative, but when you sit down, we can take some of that negative out of the product by providing solutions and answers to things that you're not aware about, and then you'll feel better about the situation. So,
well, that's awesome. Yeah, I think it's a great part of the credit union. I can't believe we've been doing the show 3 years. I've meant to have you guys on for a long time. Here it is, March of 2016, and I finally got around to inviting you. That's an oversight on my part, but it does sound like you guys have a unique approach. You're not just pushing products, and I do want to remind the employees out there that what Mike said is so true. You see something, you know, keep your eyes and ears on statements. Listen to what people are saying. Listen to what people are not saying. And, you know, a lot of times, Mike, I know from working at the bank, you see evidence that our members have relationships with other brokerage services. You see the deductions in the account history. I think it's perfectly normal and perfectly expected to tell people, hey, listen, we've got a great investment service right here in-house at GTE Financial with the brand you can trust. And I think that's also a great way to look for referrals and get those folks over to you.
It is, and I think that's a great point you bring up, the unstated need, what the member doesn't say. And one of the unique things about working with our team is three of the four of us are certified financial planners, but all four of us do in-depth financial planning. So we write a full plan for somebody. A lot of advisors charge $500 to $1,000 for that plan at the credit union. There's no charge for our members. So it's
wow.
A real value benefit that they can save a lot of money and get a second opinion to see if they're doing the right things for their future.
And, of course, the convenience of doing it all right there at
exactly.
GTE Financial. So what could be better than that? Well, listen, man, I really appreciate you making some time. I know you're busy. Tampa is becoming a huge banking center. So many folks are moving out of the Northeast down to Florida. They've had some terrible winters over the past few years. I read a lot of articles all the time about how much of the financial world is relocating not just to Florida, but to Tampa. So my guess is it's a pretty exciting time to be in that business.
No, it definitely is. A lot of other financial services companies coming down here. So it's just good for our members in the area because you have a lot of educated people on the financial industry and just better suited for everybody to get what they need.
Awesome. Well, listen, folks, we're visiting with Mike Bruno. He's talking to us about the member investment services, but we always like to close out the show on kind of a question that has nothing to do with money. So since you probably had a few days to think about it, we always ask everybody this. What was the last song you listened to?
That's interesting. I've been super busy running around, a lot of events in the evening. We do a lot of seminars in the evening, so I haven't had really a chance to listen to music, but something odd happened the other night. I was watching the Oscars. And I don't know if you saw, but Lady Gaga performed a song called Till It Happens to You. Never heard it before, but it was a very emotional song the way she presented it. Due to that, it kind of impacted me, and I found out it had to do with not taking care of women in the right way. So
right.
I researched it. I have two daughters, and it was really impactful. Her performance was really solid and strong, and it was a pretty emotional performance. A lot of people in the Oscars were crying in the audience from it, so it kind of moved me a bit, and I kind of did a little research into it after, so that's the last
that's awesome.
Song kind of I heard recently.
Well, you have been busy. I did not see that, but I will tell you that after the Super Bowl Star Spangled Banner that I saw Lady Gaga perform, I remember I mentioned this to some of my friends on social media. I said, for the first time, I'm willing to state that Lady Gaga is the greatest American singer in American music history. Just totally, just crazy, crazy good. I never thought I'd say she was better than Celine Dion or Whitney Houston, but holy cow, yeah, I can see where she could make any song sound good. Hey, listen, Mike, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want to remind all of our people, don't be intimidated. Mike and his crew will do the specifics when the time is right. But when you see opportunities out there in the transaction history, when people mention things to you, in our community financial centers, we do get to know our people very well. There's tremendous benefit to having the investment services right there connected to the credit union where they're doing their transactional banking. And it sounds like you guys have a great, great approach to doing it, Mike. And I wanted to thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning to join us today.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
All right. Mike Bruno, everybody. Good interview, right? Yeah. And I got to tell you, folks, I probably would not be doing this if I had not done what I did at the bank. I became the king of investment referrals. And at the time, we had sort of a sales thing where you got certain points for certain kind of referrals. And the biggest points you got were for investment referrals. And the second was mortgage. And I got very, very good at that and ended up getting promoted into private banking, where I had my own office for the first time. And I remember I took every penny I had and bought a little computer for $1,800, a piece of junk, but it was mine, and saw a Super Bowl commercial for something called Monster.com, like a job search site. And I went on that Monday after the Super Bowl and found this thing called a sales and service trainer at Clark American in San Antonio, Texas. $20,000 more than I was making at the bank, and the trajectory of my career changed because I had been good at making those investment referrals. So it's all part of what we do here. We want to offer our members the entire package, and let's do it the right way. And as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Let's be in business forever. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.